playing against 10 men for a lot of the game, which is a real frustrating day in the end.
It was. I've seen many games like that. I mean, I thought in the first half we played really, really well. And the ball at times just didn't fall for us. We were walking a lot and getting to the byline. We got to the byline loads of times. We looked really bright and we moved it nice and quick. And then the second half time, it was about not getting frustrated and being aware of the counter attack. We were nearly done in the counter attack with a bit of slackness by us. Robbie made a good save. But the second half, I thought we didn't play quickly enough. We got frustrated. The supporters obviously got frustrated. I think the players did. So all in all, a disappointing day. I certainly think the first half we played miles better than recently, and whilst there's something to build on, it's a clean sheet, and we go up to Peterhead. And in this league, you're as likely to beat a team at the top than a team at the bottom. You know, in the league is, I mean, for example, Elgin, I think I've had a lot of plaudits since started the season, really, really well. We beat them a day with 3 points behind them, so it's an incredibly tight league. It's been a huge, huge turnover of everything here at Clyde. And, you know, we should be doing better, there's no doubt about that. Today, as I've said, I'll reiterate, I thought the first half they did really, really well. All it was missed was a goal, and the second half, I think everybody got frustrated, the players, us, the supporters, and a couple of good wee half chances, and their goalies made a couple of saves near the end, but other than that, we didn't do enough to work them.
He scored 9 goals in the League Cup. It's just scoring touch.
It's
the
just
league
well,
cups.
You were in there when we were talking about it. You know, it's hard to put a finger on it. Jordan was scoring for fun last season. Not quite kicked off yet. We did score a lot of goals in the cup, and it's dried up. And Neil Scally does all the stats, and we've had more touches in the opponent's box, more crosses, more shots, etc. But we need to put the ball in the net. You know, to be honest, as well as we played in the first half. I don't think we were great in the second half. We didn't really create what I would call, you're never going to get one-on-ones against a team that's going to get two banks of four and sitting really, really deep, but you'd have thought we'd had more chances than we had.
You mentioned Robbie Hembry came in and one big moment to call upon.
It was young Kieran Leslie, I think. Yeah. And he made the save well, because, listen, if you can't win, you don't lose. So that's two at home, but we still need to do a lot better.
So Brian's out for the future now for his ankle. Are you expecting any more players back soon? You've got Ray.
Well, I think Ray is going for an op. He'll be 6 to 8 weeks. Barry Cuddy's been out for 8 weeks. Paul Mackay, hopefully, will be back. We've got 6 players out. Certainly we've missed Barry Cuddy, but you know, the squad's good enough to do better than we're doing.